Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. With so many rules and strategies, many people are confused about when to begin Social Security benefits. Since women normally have longer life expectancies and historically lower earnings, they face some unique factors in planning for this source of retirement income. And that's why our next guest says they should begin their Social Security planning right away. Becca Mathis is a certified financial planner with Jeter Rubala Wealth Strategies. She joins us now by phone from her office in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Becca, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
All right, well, let's start with probably the most common question, and that is, when should we think about taking early versus delayed Social Security?
Yeah, so the first thing to understand about Social Security is what is considered to be the full retirement age. So for anyone born in 1960 or later, that's going to be age 67. Now, benefits can begin as early as age 62, but they will be permanently reduced. So you also need to be aware of the earned income rules if drawing before retirement age. For 2024, Social Security will withhold $1 in benefits for every $2 in earnings over $22,320. Now, if you're full retirement age or older, there's not going to be any reduction in benefits due to earned income. So on the flip side, you can actually delay your benefits past your full retirement age to age 70, and doing so will give you an 8% increase in benefits each year. And, you know, there's really not a lot of investments out there with a guaranteed 8% return each year. So I'd say it can be very tempting to begin benefits at age 62, but if you delay as long as possible, ideally until age 70, and then you end up living a longer life, the cumulative benefits that you receive will eventually surpass the total amount you would have received if you begin benefits at age 62.
And of course, that's a roll of the dice, right? You don't know what your lifespan will be.
Absolutely. We can take into consideration, you know, our health and life expectancy of our family members, but none of us really know.
And so let's turn to any special considerations that you'd like to share for women and their Social Security planning.
Yeah. So as I mentioned, women are typically earning less than men and typically have a higher life expectancy. So if there are discrepancies in income between spouses, one strategy would be to delay the higher earner's benefit. So when the first spouse passes, the surviving spouse is going to receive the higher of the two benefits. They're not going to receive both. So maximizing the higher earner's benefits really provides protection for the surviving spouse. But it's also important that you assess any possible spousal benefits. So if your benefit at your full retirement age is less than half of your spouse's benefit at their full retirement age, then you could be eligible for a spousal benefit instead of drawing based on your own record. So this really opens the door for various planning opportunities, such as starting the lower earner's benefit early and then later switching to a spousal benefit once the higher earner files and begins their benefit.
Are there any factors to consider if divorce happens?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're divorced, you can actually still apply for spousal benefits. You just have to have been married for at least 10 years and not remarried prior to age 60. So in this case, you don't actually have to wait for your ex-spouse to begin benefits. And one question I always get is claiming divorce spousal benefits, it's not going to impact the amount that your ex-spouse receives.
All right. Now you mentioned survivor's benefits. Talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so here's where things get even more complex. So a surviving spouse can receive benefits based on their deceased spouse's earnings record as early as age 60. They just had to have been married for at least 9 months. And again, you can't remarry prior to age 60. So when we think about this, the average age of a widow in the U.S. is 59. This can really be a critical source of income for women that experience a sudden loss of their spouse. But as always, there's many considerations, such as reduced benefits if beginning benefits at age 60, the earned income rules are still going to apply, and there's strategies to consider, such as beginning widow benefits early and then later switching to a maximized benefit off your own record or vice versa.
Well, Becca, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Becca Mathis is a certified financial planner with Jeter Rubala Wealth Strategies, and she joined us by phone from her office in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And never miss a show by subscribing to our podcast, which you can find wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.